How does Sean do? Is he an NBA big man? And is he somebody that, you know?
We'll have to wait to see on if he's the NBA big man. Again, you know, when you draft guys, you don't know for sure. Some guys come in and play right away. Other guys, it's going to take a couple of years. He's got a good skill set. Got his shot, but we have to wait and see. How'd he play today? Played okay. I think he could have played better. I think the altitude got to him a little bit, and like for most of the guys in his workout. I don't think he shot it extremely well.
Is there anything specifically you wanted to see that you didn't know about him coming in?
And Sean? No, I mean, the thing I want to see in these workouts, I want to see guys compete. I want to see them fight through the fatigue factor. I've seen enough of most of the guys. There's a couple guys in this workout I didn't see live, but Sean I've seen a few times. So, you know, I kind of understand what he can do and what he can't do, and he's got a good skill set. But for the most guys, you know, I just want to see how well they compete and how well they fight through fatigue.
How did Forbes compete?
Like I expect him would from coming from Michigan State. He really competed. He fought through fatigue. He shot the ball like we know he can shoot it. Shot it extremely well. Talked. Tried to play defense. So he had a good workout.
You know, somebody like Bren, you know, who was a shooter in college. Mm-hmm. You know, but played out on the wing a lot. I mean, how does that affect him going from there to coming up to here when he's really got a point guard size and he's a shooting guard in the point guard's body, really?
Well, if teams are like a guy well enough, they'll figure out a way to have him play. I mean, we had a player here very similar in Ian Clark, and he's playing well for Golden State right now. So they're about the same size. They shoot it about the same. I think Bren can get probably a shot a little bit better than Ian could off the dribble. So, you know, if teams like a player well enough, they'll find a spot and how to utilize him best.
What does that tell you about a player? You talked earlier about fighting through just the adversity of the elevation and just the fighting through. What does that tell you about him?
It tells him that he's a competitor, for one. It tells me that he... You know, he knows this is a job interview, and he's going to put all he can for that. So that's what it kind of tells me. It tells me he's a fighter.
So is it almost more of a mental evaluation than physical?
It's a little of both. You know, it's a little of both, especially here. I don't know if they have the other places besides Denver might do something different in terms of their workouts for mental evaluation. But with us in Denver, we can always throw in the altitude and how well they fight through fatigue.
Have you changed your mind at all about the depth of the draft, or is it still nothing's really surprised you so far?
I think last year's draft was really deep. Looking forward, I think next year's draft has the potential to be really deep.
All-time great.
I wouldn't say that right now. You're forgetting LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Carmelo.
Lonzo Ball, Harry Giles.
Well, Harry Giles coming off two injuries. I think in all most drafts, you're going to find guys in the second round that can play for you, and you're going to find guys late in the first round that's going to become pretty good players. So it's just trying to figure out who they are and trying to see if we can get to them and draft them. I think the depth of this draft, I think you're still going to find some pretty good players in the second round. So we just, again, got to figure out who it is, and hopefully we're in a position to draft them.
You got three chances in the second round.
So. Yeah, but we got to hope those players are at that spot when we get there.
Yeah.